I'm joined by Kay's first team coach, Mark Hams, after today's 1-1 draw with Sittingbourne. Mark, it was 1-1 today, but that doesn't tell the full story, does it? We were very unlucky at the end.
Yes, having said that, they had a couple of decent chances themselves. They've hit the crossbar at 1-1 with a couple of minutes to go. We've gone asleep, lapse in concentration, and they've hooked one just past the post. So, yes, we were unlucky. Bobby Traynor's missed an open goal. NJ's gone through one, and Neil Lambton's gone through 1-on-1. And so, yeah, in terms of our two chances, we were unlucky, but let's not forget that we also went asleep a couple of times and they could have nicked a couple of goals.
You mentioned Bobby Traynor in there. It was a really cool finish for the penalty. He did really well under pressure, but then he could, maybe should have wrapped up the points a few moments later.
Yeah, Bob's very disappointed with himself. He knows it's not something that he doesn't and forgets about. He knows he's made a mistake. Sometimes you have to get into players that they have to concentrate fully until the ball's in the back of the net rather than thinking ahead for celebrations and things like that. Just get the job done first and then we'll worry about celebrating. But he's disappointed, he's very disappointed. Bob's a good goal scorer, his record speaks for itself and he'll bounce back.
Until they scored right then, we looked fairly solid throughout the whole game. How big a part did Julian Seals play in that coming back today?
A massive part. It was disappointing to lose Steve Potterall because he was doing very well for the two games. And if we're being honest, one of the biggest area that we felt we had to work on when we came in was the fact that we were losing, that we were leaking goals to defensive errors, i.e. crosses, set pieces. And we felt that the biggest positive today was the fact that we didn't really look weak when it comes to crosses and set pieces. We felt we were very strong, so that's a massive positive. When you think 2-3 weeks ago it was our biggest problem, today it was our biggest positive. But there are, we can't excuse the times that we went asleep today, lapses in concentration and lack of awareness and anticipation, etc. Things you can't coach into players.
There's no Saïd Sonko today up front. We looked a bit lightweight up there. Gary Jurrett's a great player, but he's not really a centre forward, is he?
No, Gary's an excellent, excellent winger. And to be fair, when we've played him centre midfield, he's done a great job in there. He's really worked hard. But yeah, you're right, it does take certain qualities to be a striker. I dare say we could probably get it into Gary. Those qualities, it wouldn't happen overnight, but you're right, massive loss to lose Saïd, massive loss. Need to wrap him in cotton wool between now and Tuesday. As far as I'm concerned, if he's fit, he plays.
It's the fact that we had to play a midfielder up front today, does that show a bit of lack of strength in depth, and is that an area that you and Alan will be looking at to bring a striker into the club, do you think?
Certainly not short term. We're not going to rush out tomorrow and try and get one. We'd like to. It's obvious that we've made many changes and we don't want to keep doing that. We don't want to, because you know yourself from experience, if teams are changed week in, week out, they never get the stability, they never get the time to gel. But we feel if we can keep Bobby fit, if we can keep Saïd fit between now and the end of the season, depending on how long we keep Saïd for, we'll be fine. We'll be okay, we'll get by. So if we do lose one or both, then we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Simon Huckle joined us this week from Met Police. Was that on the basis of Monday's performance against us?
No, Simon's a lad that we've both worked with in the past. We love his qualities. He knows he didn't have a great game today. Half the reason he was dragged as well as the fact he was injured was because he didn't perform too well. But he knows that. He told us that. So we had to make a decision and make changes. But we know Simon from before. And his qualities of being able to get around the pitch, break up the opposition's play, and at times when he's got his head screwed on, pass the ball to players, pass the ball into areas and do a good job. So it's based on what we know from him beforehand.
Usually when you sign a player, you need to put a 7-day approach in. Did he know that he was going to be playing for Kays when he played against us on Monday? Or was it some sort of agreement with Steve Potterall going the other way?
No, hidden agenda there with the swap. No, it's been in discussions for a couple of weeks, as Steve Potterall, the two management staff, i.e. Alan Dowson and the Met Police staff, have been very, very amicable towards each other and come to an agreement. No hidden agenda.
In terms of this season, is this very much a building process, bringing in players you want to bring in, seeing of the squad who are here at the moment, who you want to keep for next season to build a real challenge for promotion? Is that how you see it?
Indeed, yeah. Like I say, we don't want to keep bombarding the squad with new players. We feel that the squad we've got at the moment, possibly, with maybe one or two extra, we can certainly build a squad to be up there, and if not win it next year, then certainly be in a playoff. We feel the strength that we've got will be good enough.